Today we're going to give an amen style snare snap that old school rave pressure, right inside Ableton Live 12. Now, the amen break already comes loaded with energy, but the snare snap is the thing that gives it that sting. That sharp crack is what helps it cut through a fast EDNB mix and keeps the groove feeling alive. The goal here is not to wreck the snare. We want to push it into that sweet spot where it feels gritty, urgent, and powerful, but still controlled enough to work in a real track. This is a beginner-friendly workflow, and we're going to keep it mostly inside Ableton stock devices so you can repeat it on any amen edit you like. First, load your amen style snare onto its own audio track or into its own drum rack pad. If you're using a break, isolate the snare hit you want and trim it down so you're mainly keeping the transient and a short tail. If the clip clicks at the start or end, add tiny fades to smooth it out. A really important first step is to clean the snare before you distort it. Distortion exaggerates whatever is already there, including any mod or harshness you didn't want. So insert EQ8 before anything else. High pass the snare somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz, so you're not feeding low rumble into the chain. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. And if it's already too sharp, gently ease off around 4 to 7 kHz. That cleanup matters a lot in drum and bass. The snare has to live alongside sub, bass, and break texture, so you want the useful crack, not extra clutter. If the snare has a long messy tail, tighten it up. You can use a gate or simply trim the clip shorter. In this style, a tighter source usually distorts in a more musical way, because the transient stays readable. Now let's add the first layer of grit with saturator. This is usually the easiest place to start, because it adds density and attitude without immediately turning the snare into noise. Try drive around plus 4 to plus 8 dB, turn soft clip on, and lower the output so the level stays roughly matched with the clean version. That level matching is important. Louder always sounds better at first, so if you don't balance the gain, you might think the processing is better than it really is. If the snare feels too polite, add a little more drive. If it starts sounding papery or brittle, back off a bit. Small moves go a long way here. Next, add drum bus after saturator. This is one of the best stock devices for DNB drum work because it can add weight, smack, and a bit of extra dirt in one place. For an amen style snare, start with drive around 10 to 25%, crunch around 5 to 15% if you want more grit, and push transients up somewhere around plus 10 to plus 30 for extra crack. Keep boom off or very low, since we're working on a snare, not a kick. If the top end gets too splashy, use damp to tame it. The transients control is especially useful here, because saturation often thickens the body of the hit. Drum bus can bring that front edge back and make the snare snap through the mix again. At this point, listen for the character. You're aiming for a snare that feels denser and more confident, not one that has lost its shape. Now put EQ8 after the distortion chain and shape the tone. This is where you tame what the distortion did and emphasize what you actually want. If the snare is too stinging, cut a little around 3.5 to 6.5 kHz. If you want more crack and presence, add a gentle boost around 1 to 2.5 kHz. And if the distortion added cloudy buildup, dip a bit around 300 to 600 Hz. Keep these moves subtle. In DNB, even a small EQ shift can matter because the snare hits so often. And always check it in context with the full drum loop and bass, not just soloed. A snare can sound massive on its own and still be too sharp in the actual drop. If you want more of that old-school rave edge, you can add one more distortion stage. A simple chain like saturator, drum bus, overdrive, then EQ8 can work really well. With overdrive, try the frequency somewhere around 1.5 to 4 kHz. Keep drive fairly low to moderate, and use tone to add edge without turning it fizzy. Think of this as a second layer of character, not a second attempt to destroy the sound. One stage gives you body, another gives you attitude. A really useful Ableton workflow here is resampling. Once you've got a sound you like, set another audio track to resampling and record a few hits with the processing active. Then chop the best one into a new clip. This helps you commit to a sound instead of endlessly tweaking the chain. It also makes the waveform easier to see and edit, which is super handy in fast music like DNB. If the distorted version feels too thick, layer it with the original transient. Keep the clean hit low in the mix and let the distorted version do most of the work. Zoom in and line up the transients if needed. The goal is not just to make it louder, but to make it hit harder. You can also use simpler in one-shot mode if you want the snare to respond consistently from MIDI. That makes it easier to program fills, switch-ups, and variation later on. Another good step is to route your drums into a bus or group. In drum and bass, the kit often works best when it feels like one system. On the drum bus, use something gentle like Lu compressor for just a little movement, maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, and maybe a tiny bit of EQ or saturation if needed. Keep it subtle. The snare already has distortion, so the bus job is mostly glue, not more destruction. A big tip here is to automate the intensity. Don't keep the snare exactly the same throughout the track. In the build-up, you might raise saturator drive a little or increase drum bus transients for the drop. You can also automate a touch more top end for fills or back the distortion off in a breakdown to create contrast. That contrast matters a lot. A cleaner snare in the intro and a more mangled snare in the drop can make the drop feel much heavier without changing the groove itself. That's a classic move in jungle and old school influence DNB. A few things to watch out for. Don't over distort the source. If it turns into harsh white noise, pull the drive back and clean the source more first. Don't leave too much low mid in the snare, or it'll fight the bass. Don't make it too bright either, because that gets tiring fast at loud playback levels. And always check the snare with the rest of the track, not just in solo. One more coach note. Think transient first, body second. If the front edge disappears, it's much harder to get the character back later. Also, gain staging matters more than beginners expect. If the input is too hot, every distortion device gets harsher faster, so lower the clip gain or track volume before the chain and then add drive on purpose. Here's a quick practice move. Make three versions of the same Amen style snare. Version 1 is clean and tight, with just a high pass and a little saturation. Version 2 uses saturator into drum bus for more weight and smack. Version 3 adds a second distortion stage and a little extra EQ crack. Then play all three inside a 170 to 174 BPM DNB loop with kick and bass, and choose the one that best fits a jungle roller, a rave pressure drop, or a darker aggressive section. If you want to level up further, try resampling all three versions so you can drag them into future projects. That gives you a little personal snare library, which is huge for workflow. So the core idea is simple: clean the source, saturate it, use drum bus for punch, shape it with EQ, and always audition it in context. If you get that workflow down, you'll be able to build old-school rave pressure into your snares without losing clarity. That's the sound we're after: sharp, gritty, alive, and ready to drive the tune forward.